It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Major League Baseball is here to stay right here.
This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports.
40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we are waiting no longer.
This is what the community was promised, and this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like, and our Rays are here to stay.
Welcome to our latest episode of our podcast series, Here to Stay. This segment highlights one of the neighbors of the historic gas plant redevelopment project. I'm your host today, Neil Solons. The Edge Business District Association is an award-winning nonprofit that borders the historic gas plant redevelopment project. I asked the district's executive director, Roger Curlin, about the Edge's mission.
The Edge District flows down Central Avenue from MLK 9th Street over to 16th Street and 1st Avenue to 1st Avenue. And as a district, we include businesses on both sides of our 1st Avenues, north and south, but we are a hard stop on 16th and 9th as far as inclusivity of our district. Our association, we really have three core missions, and that's advocacy on behalf of the district, promotion on behalf of the district, and the final one, which I absolutely love, is education on behalf of the district. So really everything that I do and the association does falls under one of those three umbrellas.
Tell me further, you've been the head of the district since last year, but you've been part of this community for a long time. How has St. Petersburg and maybe that district changed over the years?
Yeah, so I've been in the Tampa Bay area, third generation Floridian, born in Tampa, raised in Brandon. I came over to St. Pete in 2000 to go to Stetson Law School over in Gulfport. So I've really seen that transition from 2000 to 2024. And you really have seen these great steps of advancement from the national recognition of St. Pete as an amazing community. And then you've also seen areas of the community really flourish, starting with the downtown and then growing down the spine of Central Avenue. I call it the lollipop. So if you look at downtown like a circle of businesses and then Central Avenue as the stem of that lollipop going into Edge and Grand Central, there's just been amazing development in our area in all directions.
Well, Tropicana Field neighbors that lollipop. So tell us a little bit about how important it is to have that type of business partner near the Edge District and in this community.
So one of the stories I like to tell, I work with a lot of small businesses, especially small startup businesses. So I've been part of the Edge District for 11 years now. And 11 years ago, there were a lot of empty storefronts. There were some storefronts that were, quite frankly, dilapidated and vacant inside and many parking lots that are now beautiful residential areas. So the transformation of the Edge District really started about a decade ago and has been advancing in great fashion. What happens over at Tropicana is when there are events there, a lot of those people that go to those events, whether it's graduation ceremonies, Rays baseball, Enchant, the Cirque event, all of those events, folks come over to our district from that. And they eat, they drink, they shop, they explore. And so even if they don't spend money when they come over there the first time, now they know about us and they can come back another time. So it's really the events that happen at Tropicana Field that really inspire that economic activity over in the Edge District.
So knowing all that, I would imagine you're fairly interested and invested in the historic gas plant redevelopment project. What excites you and the Edge District most about that project?
Absolutely. So, you know, right now I like to talk about that, the historic gas plant district. Currently, it's a parking lot in one building that is activated maybe one third of the time that it could be, just because of the constrictions of that particular building. So I imagine now going from a big parking lot in one building to that area being activated 24/7 and having the African American Museum there, having green space, having residential, having restaurants, having retail, having conference space, having this beautiful new multi-dimensional stadium that can host not only baseball, but such a variety of other activities. And so I want to tell a story about a small business owner in our district. She's a newer business owner. And the other day, I stopped by all my businesses each week. And she said that following the gymnastics activity that they had at Tropicana Field, she had her best day ever from people coming over from that and utilizing her business. And so that was so inspirational. And that's just one incident. And now you're going to have 365 days a year, things going on at the historic gas plant that flow not only into the Edge District, but to downtown, over to our sister district, the Grand Central District, and into the neighborhoods that are to the south of that. So I just see this as a great ecosystem, a coral reef with fish going back and forth. So I can't be more excited about
this. Episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About it.
I know that one of your goals with the Edge District is to preserve history. And obviously preserving and honoring history is a big part of the gas plant neighborhood and one of the highest priorities of the Heinz Race team. So what are your thoughts on the importance of initiatives like that? And how will that also make the projects really work in connection with one another?
Great, great subject. I have been super impressed by the Raise Heinz group and how they have interacted and talked with the community, especially the community that have had, quite frankly, promises broken in the past by previous organizations and previous administrations. And the thoughtfulness to which those conversations have included what is going to be in that portfolio of that 86 acres, I've just been super impressed by. I always reflect back, it's a parking lot in one building right now, and all of these historical reflections and recognitions are going to be part of what the new historic gas plant is going to have. We've preserved many buildings in the Edge District for their historical nature. We've got a new art piece that's going in by Y'all Ford that honors the Courageous 12. That's going to be at the Central, which is where the police department was at formerly, another mixed use development there. So we really honor our history in this city. And I can't think of a better way to do it than have it right next to the Edge District.
When you look overall at the potential growth for St. Petersburg, Roger, and the proposed 20-year plan, how do you see this impacting the trajectory of the downtown St. Petersburg area and the thriving business community at this point?
Well, mixed use is everything. So when you put too much of any one thing anywhere, it tends to depress the economic activity. So the fact that they're adding workforce housing, market force housing, restaurant, retail, conference space, green space, all of those different things in combination and in synchronicity is extremely important. One of the things I talk about for the Edge District is we've had some amazing developers that control large portions of property. Thereby, they can put a mix together that complements each other rather than takes away from each other. But when you have any area where you've got multiple ownership and they're not coordinating and they put an unmixed group of businesses together, that oftentimes will depress economic activity. So I'm super excited about the planned strategy of what's going to be going in there.
And as you look forward, what do you see as kind of the future of the overall downtown, and what makes you excited the most?
One of the things that we have to look at nationally, and this is also statewide and locally, is the cost of housing and the extreme acceleration of that cost. And it's unsustainable for all different income levels. And really the only way to beat that down and to get it to stop that meteoric rise is inventory. So we need to add all types of housing, all sizes of housing, all over St. Pete. And so I'm looking at what's happening in downtown, the gas plant, the Edge, and nearby. Thousands of new residential units are going to come online in a very dense area. So that's really, as a peninsula on a peninsula and being landlocked by water on all sides, really the only way that we can add that inventory is to go up and to be extremely intentional with the density and intensity. So I'm excited about the residential that's going in all around us. And a lot of those residential components have at the ground floor business, small business, and then also making room for the new office, right? So I don't think we're ever going back to how old the old office buildings were designed and made, but the new ones now, smaller spaces, great amenities, culture, et cetera. So super excited.
Well, we look forward to the continued growth of both those areas, Historic Gas Plant Redevelopment Project and the Edge District. And we certainly appreciate some time on today's podcast.
Well, you're very welcome. And the Raise Hines Group has been one of the most vocal and listening groups that we've ever worked with as a neighbor. So we thank Raise and Hines for all that they're doing for us as a district and for the community.
Thanks so much to Roger Kerlin of the Edge District for joining us in the latest of our series, Here to Stay. Thank you for being with us, and we'll talk with you soon.